Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
You know, it's been a pretty exciting journey for us here at Super Hits 93.5 Red FM to speak and engage with the police department of our city. We've spoken to officers across ranks, across divisions, across areas, across experience and age groups to procure their dabang stories. Dabang 3, Salman Khan's third installation to the series, releases in a week from now. Every day through the shows, you stand a chance to win movie tickets. Kyunki humne police walon ko invite kiya hai to come and watch a cop film with us. And you're invited too. And I just gave away a couple of passes. And I thought, let me get you to maybe listen to one Dabang story from our officer. Yesterday was Isha Pant, the girl on whom Priyanka Chopra's character for Jai Ganga Jal was based. Today, in fact, right now, we're going to be hearing from Kuldeep Jain, DCP Crime, Bengaluru City. Crank it up.
My name is Kuldeep. I am currently DCP Crime, Bangalore City. I've joined Indian Police Service in 2011. When I had become SP of Chamrajnagar in the year 2015, there was an incident which led to a lot of problem. Chamrajnagar being a very forest-prone, good 51-52% cover of forest, there are a lot of things which just goes unnoticed. One of them is the issue of sand and granite. So once I had understood and gotten hold of how the scenario with respect to sand and mining work, as a police department, how we can intervene, we had brought a full stop to this illegal mining scenario in Chamrajnagar. I still remember November 1st was the date. Evening again we had an information that some two lorries of granite are being transported without proper documents. And when we intervened the vehicles, it was true that those had no legal documents. So once that was done, we had to seize it. To my surprise, I had seen there those drivers and other people had gathered more than 100 people within just 5 minutes of when we intervened, creating false allegations on police that they are harassing us and all that. When I got this information, I had sent my additional SP and DSPs to visit the spot, and where they had taken control of the situation. And I had gone to Mysore. So they had demanded that if SP comes to the spot, we will try to sort it out and we'll finish up our protest. As I was not available, I had requested my deputy commissioner, okay, sir, I am not available. You please go on my behalf. So on my request, deputy commissioner had visited. Before he could speak anything, they had started pelting stone on his vehicle. They broke open his glass that led to injury on his left ear. And by the time I had come, they had all dispersed. In this scenario, I had booked some 7 cases regarding that. We had a good CCTV footage regarding this, and we had legally prosecuted everybody, because after that also there was lot of halla gulla saying that okay, they are wantedly punishing and the police is not doing all that. But because we had done a systematic investigation of all the things, the menace was also solved, and the people behind that had gone behind the bars with proper action. And still now they call from there, okay, sir, what steps you had taken that time, it has really controlled the mafia which was running sand and granite.
Stories like this you're gonna get to hear through the day across the shows on Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. I believe our Indian cricket team is going to have to continue their Dabang performance, because the next big match is going to be played on Sunday, the first ODI in Chennai. And the boys have landed. Virat Kohli posted a picture on social media. वैसे social media से याद आया. Yesterday I put out a tweet. Are you on Twitter? We should stay in touch. Oberoi D is my Twitter handle. So I put out a tweet and I was flooded with responses, because Sunday is the last date for you to get something organized. The government of India has made the announcement. First they said the deadline was 1st December. Now they've extended it to the 15th of December, yani this Sunday. Stay tuned, we'll talk about this. Bajate raho.
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019, English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi.
Disha. Morning number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.